One of the bills out of the legislature this session aims to ban gender-affirming care for Oklahomans under 18. It would have major impacts on adults, too. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports, among other things, the bill would force all trans Oklahomans seeking this care to pay for it out of pocket.
Protecting children from life-altering decisions that they're not equipped to make.
So we're talking about doing surgery on somebody who will outgrow this mental dysphoria.
Is this what we want to experiment on our young people with?
House Bill 2177 is making its way through the State House. It purports to ban gender-affirming care for children and teens in Oklahoma. Supporters say children aren't capable of making long-term health decisions for themselves, and they need to be protected. But critics take issue with the idea that gender dysphoria is something a person simply grows out of, as well as parts of the bill that get less attention. Here's Nicole McAfee, the executive director of 2S LGBTQ plus advocacy organization, Freedom Oklahoma.
There, I think, are just an increasing number of trans people worried about, even though they are not minors, could they still afford care here? Could they afford to move if not?
One provision says no health facility receiving state funds can administer gender-affirming care to anyone of any age. Another provision would ban insurance companies from covering gender-affirming care, again, for all Oklahomans, no matter how old they are.
Would that mean that facilities that like did blood work for people who needed hormone levels checked relative to hormones that they are prescribed, like would that be something that would no longer be covered?
Without insurance, gender affirmation surgeries can run anywhere from $20,000 to more than $100,000. But long before somebody considers surgery, it's common to undergo significantly less invasive care, medications like hormones or hormone blockers. State Impact talked with trans Oklahomans about the risks people could face if the bills pass, and these new barriers to access make care too difficult to find. We aren't using their names because of discrimination concerns.
A lot of trans people, if they don't have access to doctors and things like that, will get meds through online sources that are not as reputable.
When a patient starts hormones, the medical provider conducts blood tests to see where their current levels are and tests them multiple times over the first few months.
And without insurance, that is very costly. When I was doing that, it ended up being like $200 per appointment.
And even with well-sourced medication, taking it without medical supervision can be harmful. Some medications can have side effects that are life-threatening. One testosterone blocker can cause patients to retain too much potassium. Having a potassium level spike can cause heart palpitations, vomiting, chest pain, even death.
I actually had that happen to me, and I can't take that medication for that reason. But I wouldn't have known that if I couldn't get blood tests.
Another Oklahoman we talked with said she moved to Oklahoma years ago for work, noting that the legislature often talks about attracting workers.
They did attract me here, and I actually love this city. I'm in Oklahoma City.
But with bills like this one, a Senate bill criminalizing gender-affirming care for minors, and others that aim to winnow down 2S LGBTQ plus rights, she and her spouse found jobs out of state.
The underlying content of these bills, I think, is just they don't want me here. They don't want people like me here. And I guess it's working because I'm leaving. And I hate that.
Each of the bills mentioned in this story made it out of their chamber of origin, so the House and the Senate, and will start the committee process in the opposite chamber in the coming weeks. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.